Hey, this is Matt Cain with the San Francisco Giants, and you guys are listening to TortureCast.
You're listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants. This is TortureCast.
Welcome, everybody, to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of your horrible San Francisco Giants. That's right, everyone. This is going to be a not-safe-for-work bonusode after the Reds trounced the Giants yet again, 7-3. I'm fucking sick of it. There, I said it. This team has absolutely taken a big load of shit and just wiped it all over their bodies. And it's like diarrhea filled with corn. I'm sorry about the picture. This team is just finding every single damn way to lose a game. Romo blew another goddamn save tonight, and I'm freaking sick of it. I mean, I'm on Romo's side. I have been all the way up until now. 5 blown saves through 81 freaking games. He's on pace to blow 10. I don't think Bochy would ever let it get to that point. During the post-game presser today, he actually seemed to almost open up the door to that possibility. When asked by Bags if he thought that he might put Romo on a timeout, he said, "I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to answer that. We just played a game. But I'm going to talk to the players and the coaches, blah, 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 blah." So he's not saying he's making a change, but in the past he's always said, "Nope, Romo's our guy. He's done so much for us. I'm not making a change." I think he's actually starting to listen to it right now. But god damn it, they wasted another good start. Well, I shouldn't say another. Matt Cain's been struggling lately. But a good start by Matt Cain. He got out of some early trouble, but still ended up pitching 7 shutout innings, gave up 6 hits and a walk, and walked off with a fist pump and a yell on a strike him out, throw him out double play. The Giants could only muster up one damn run all game until it gets to the 9th. And what happens? Mr. freaking Sergio El Mechon. I just said that wrong. I don't speak Spanish. El Mechon. El Mechon. I don't give a shit anymore. Comes in, promptly walks the leadoff guy. In a one-run game in the 9th. Then Brandon Phillips comes up. He throws 2 fantastic sliders off the plate, gets him to chase. He rips a foul ball that got too much of the plate, which was kind of a warning sign. And then he just flipped the frisbee right over the heart of the goddamn plate. Brandon Phillips just said, "Thank you very much, Serge. It's all Brandon weekend. My name is Brandon." Booyah! Hit it out of the fucking park. 2-1 Reds. 2 other guys go deep to the wall. A couple extra feet could have been a 4-1 game. They were not clean outs, let me put it that way. So the walk scores. Phillips hits a freaking 2-2 pitch, a 2-strike pitch for a home run. I'm sorry. He's got to take a break right now. I'm not going to say he's done, he's off the team and all that, but he's got to take a break. They got to get someone else in there, like Casilla. Casilla, I know, just came back, but he looked good again tonight. His ERA is under 2. He's throwing 96, 97 gas. He's got pinpoint control right now. And I know Casillas had his issues in the past. He had a stretch of blown saves back in 2010, and that's where a lot of people always whine about Casilla. But I don't see a better option right now. You had Machi. He obviously had that incredible streak of 25 and a third innings. But, man, he has been completely hittable lately. He laid another egg tonight. Going to the 11th inning, tied at 2. And he comes in with the bases loaded, gets a strikeout, great job, works the count to 2 strikes on the next batter, gives up a 2-run single. Next batter gives up a triple. Next batter gives up a double. Next batter gives up a single. It was like 4 or 5 hits in a row. It was goddamn embarrassing. all with two hits, five runs with two hits, and they jumped to that 7-2 lead. I mean, what can I say? Matt Cain pitched his ass off tonight. Panda had a very incredible, entertaining at-bat versus Chapman. And by the way, that was the first time I've seen anyone throwing 102 miles an hour live. That is freaking fast, man. It is on those batters like quick. Panda had a fantastic at-bat, fouled off a series of pitches, and worked an 11-pitch walk. So that put runners on first and second. Oh, no, he was on first because the first guy had actually singled. It was Joe Panic, I believe, had singled. And then Posey comes off the bench with his Buster Posey cape, promptly rips a line drive double into left field, tied up the game, couldn't score Panda. They had to hold him up. The ball was hit a little too hard. So you're sitting there thinking, runner on third, nobody out, winning run on third, bottom of the ninth. We got this, man. It's got to be an incredible amount of misfortune to not score this run. I want to actually look in the annals of baseball to see what the percentage chance of scoring a run from third when there are zero outs for the course of an inning. And I got to imagine it's well above 80%. I cannot imagine it being below that. There's so many ways to score. Wild pitch, passed ball, base hit, sacrifice fly, error. I mean, any number of those things can happen. A ground ball, even fielded by the drawn in infield, if it's a little too left, a little too right, hit a little too hard and squeaks through, off the glove. You name it, there are so many. I mean, it couldn't really do a suicide squeeze in that case because, of course, they're playing infield or in on the infield. But the Giants promptly hit two wet noodle ground balls to short, and Duvall strikes out. Could not get the goddamn run home. And the biggest problem I had with that inning, which everyone in the press box had a huge problem in that inning, is the matchup that Bochy went with Chapman. Now, conventional baseball wisdom, of course, says that you put in the righty against the lefty. But in this case, you have Brandon Crawford hitting .336 against lefties this year, slugging over .600. He's hit four or five home runs against lefties. He has owned left-handed pitching this year. What the fuck does he do? He puts in Arias, cold off the bench, hitting .175 this year. He hasn't had an extra base hit in 100 ABs. This dude is just contributing nothing to the Giants this year. Nothing. And all of us in the press box were whispering, what the fuck? It made no sense whatsoever, despite your conventional baseball wisdom. We got a tweet from someone, a listener today, that said, it's like playing blackjack. When you have a 16 and the house is showing a 7, you still hit. You don't go with your gut in that situation and say stand. And I think it's even worse than that, what Bochy did. Because I think you had a much better chance than hitting on a 16. I think it would be like hitting on a 12 against a 9 even. Like a no-brainer of a play. When you have stats of that caliber, I guess you will, that difference, that disparity between the two. I mean, if Crawford was also hitting 175 against lefties with no bombs or one bomb, I would have said fine. But he's absolutely tattooed left-handed pitching this year. Not to mention you lose another person off your bench. Of course, you're going for the win in that situation, so you're not really even thinking about the loss of defense by Crawford. But he was asked that, Bochy was, in his press game conference, and he said that he thought Chapman was going to be too tough on Crawford with his slider and his 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And he thought, and I quote, Arias gave them a better chance. He hits 175 against the league. What is he going to hit against a 100-mile-an-hour fireballer over 100 ABs? Five at-bats, maybe? Five hits? Hitting a buck 050, maybe, against Chapman if he had enough at-bats? Unreal. Just an absolutely frustrating game. Another one where if something could go wrong, it did. And what's... I mean, this is Cain getting caned again in the sense of they scored one run for him. One freaking run. But guess what? They were still in a position to win with that one run. So we got Kane from both ends. Got Kane from the run support end, and got Kane from the bullpen end. I mean, he's getting it both ways. He's got some salve to put on those wounds right now. If I were Kane, I'd be hitting the bar right now. I'd be going back to my house and just drinking heavily, thinking, I don't give a shit. I'm not pitching for five more fucking days. Let me just get obliterated. I know you guys have never heard me curse like this, but you know what? This is a fan podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants, and I'm reaching my limit. I don't care. I'm commiserating. Commiserate with me. Revel in the horror that is San Francisco Giants baseball. It's an embarrassment right now. And I think the only silver lining, the only bright side I can even talk about is that at least we're not in this position of being the Houston Astros or the Tampa Bay Rays being in last place. The Giants are still in first place. But guess by how much? One freaking game. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Just 20 days ago, just a little less than 3 weeks ago, we had an incredibly large 9.5 game lead. 9.5 games. And they have shaved 8.5 games off in just 20 days. 20 days. Well, I guess 21, so it has been 3 weeks. I've never seen a collapse like this. The Dodgers are playing good ball. I think they're 13-7 in those games. But even if the Giants had been playing 500 ball, let's say they went 9-9 in those 18s. Well, you still had five games to that one. They'd still have a six-game lead in the West, which I don't think anyone would be crying about. Even a couple games under 500, it'd still be a four-game lead in the West. But this time tomorrow night, the Dodgers could be tied for with the Giants for first place. And that is just going to absolutely torture me, man. But hey, we're fans. This is why we call this podcast Torture Cast. Well, the other fellas named it. They started it before I joined in. But I think it's completely appropriate. It's not an S&M podcast. But for Giants fans, they know what we mean when we say Torture Cast. So anyway, overall, just frustrating game. That 11th inning that melted down after Machi gave up the hit actually looked like they might get out of it. Javier Lopez was on the mound, gave up a double, intentionally walked the next guy. Bruce laid down a bunt down the third base line, and Lopez had a clean shot at third base. You know, Votto is not the most swift-footed of all baseball players, and he was an easy 20 to 25 feet away from third base, and Panda had just gotten back to the bag. Lopez quickly glanced and said, whipped around through to first. And Bochy was asked about that very play. And again, the entire press box was like, what the hell? He had a clean shot at third. And of course, the in-house monitors showed the replay. And it was beyond a shadow of a doubt that he had a guaranteed out at third base, aside from a bad throw. Bochy was asked about that. Again, the writers obviously watch these things. This is why they ask the questions that they do. So I think it was actually Pavlovic from the Mercury News that asked it. But he said, hey, why did Lopez throw to first, essentially? It looked like he had a shot at third. And Bochy was grumpy cat today, man. He was in full grump mode. And I don't blame him for that. But he said, oh, no. Lopez clearly didn't have a shot at third. No way possible. Didn't even give any credence to, well, maybe, but he took the sure out. Well, he might have. He didn't glance up. Maybe he thought that Panda wasn't back to the bag. He just straight up said, no shot at third. And to me, with that play right in front of Boch, he knows there was a shot at third. It almost seems like he was just taking one for Lopez. I don't know what else to say. He's a player's manager, so maybe he was just throwing himself on the grid in that case. But anyway, a complete cluster, Charlie Foxtrot of a game tonight. The last game we were at was the first blown save against the Rockies in the ninth, which then precipitated more losing and more blown saves. After going 42-21, I don't think anyone saw this bad of baseball being played at any point in the season. Every team goes through their slumps. Every team goes through their losing streaks. But to lose 14 of 18 games with at least five or six of them in fashion in which they should not have lost in any stretch of the imagination. I tell you what, if the Giants lose the West, and especially if they lose the West by only two, three, four games, this is going to be the stretch they talk about. This is going to be what they said killed the Giants' season. Now, of course, if they continue on playing this caliber of ball and completely melt down like they did in 2013, well, then this isn't going to matter. If they lose by 20 games, 16 games in the standings, then these four or five or six heartbreaking losses ain't going to mean jack shit. But right now it does. Right now it's contributed to their free fall from 9.5 games of glory and wide space. And even a lot of the writers who were skeptical of the Giants were saying, well, this race is all but over. I mean, even I was saying there's no way. I mean, 9.5 games is easily able to be overcome in more than a half of baseball. But the Giants are basically starting the second half, 81 games to go, with a one-game head start on the Dodgers. So that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a half season with a one-game head start. That's what they got. And this dude is two thumbs pointing towards a beer soon, even though I'm going to get home about 2 in the morning. So if you did notice, there's a little bit of background noise. Hopefully it doesn't sound too shitty, but I'm driving home on the 101 to Gilroy, trying to commiserate, trying to cope, trying to deal with another heart-wrenching loss. You won't hear this from the regular media types. They're supposed to be unbiased. They're supposed to be objective. But I ain't paid to do this, so I'm going to be subjective. I'm bleeding black and orange tonight with a little bit of puke mixed in, maybe a little diarrhea, a little bit of bile, other bodily fluids. So they dropped another crapper tonight. You can follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. I wrote a post-game, post-mortem, if you will, on TortureCast.com. So go ahead and check that out. I covered a lot of the things that I talked about tonight, without the swear words, of course. Other than that, you can follow me at ChadK21. You can follow the absent Willie Dills and Ben Fried Lee, who could not make it tonight, at Willie Dills and at Fried Duck. As always, keep in touch, fans. We'd love to hear your emails. You can email us at torturecast@gmail.com. Tweet us, send us pictures, naked or otherwise. I don't give a shit anymore. We need a distraction. We need something else to talk about. Any fun gifts, whatever you want. Any bad stories about how Panda refused to sign an autograph for your kid. We'll take anything at this point. We need a distraction. Squirrel! We need something to right this ship. So the no-hitter I thought was going to do that by Timmy a few days ago. That feeling of peace, harmony, and riding the ship is long gone. It's nowhere in the ballpark. It's somewhere in the East Coast right now. It's definitely not here anymore. So Giants need to salvage one game out of this four-game series like they did against the Nationals so they can avoid being embarrassed further by being swept by a visiting team at home. Then they got a pretty tough time of it as the Cardinals come into town. And then July and August are going to suck, man. Most of those games, well, I shouldn't say most, but a good portion of those games are on the road. They had most of June at home, and they are not capitalizing on it whatsoever, losing, I think, 10 out of their last 12 games at home. That's unreal, man. I mean, how does a team that is this good lose 10? I think it's actually 11 out of 13 games at home now. 2-9. Who does that, man? Who does that? These guys. So follow us, tweet us, engage, give us some money. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have one of those fundraising sites. We'll pay our own bills, God damn it, because we like to, and that's the way it's going to be. So I bid you adieu, and keep on keeping on, Giants fans. Don't give up, even though I might just tomorrow. So for the absent Willie and Ben, this is Chad signing off, and we'll see you on another future episode of TortureCast. Boom.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.